Welcome to Ancient Wisdom of the Feminine, and welcome to the Golden Era series, a series illuminating a new path for the human being through the paramount teachings of Maya Mexica medicine woman Magdala Ramirez. She brings the ancient knowledge to the world through original seminars, books, ceremonies, and journeys. Her purpose in life is to bring back the ancient wisdom of union of polarities. And through this wisdom, she helps to bring back the perfect balance of male and female. She is the founder of many ceremonies like Moon Dance, Priestess, 13 Hours of Drumming, Water Mother Ceremony. She is the founder and director of Sacred Woman Nonprofit. She has an online school and updated information available at her website, www.magdalas.com. And we are so grateful for the teachings she's bringing through our radio and are so honored to have her here for this series.
I am so happy to be with you today. My name is Magdala Ramirez, and today we are going to be talking about the Divine Masculine and what is happening with this new creation. For such a long time, human beings have been so focused in the world of the form. Everyone become very materialistic and thinking that the creation has to do with the hologram, what it was already pre-established, what it was already with a form. And the one that created you, the voice of the Great Mother, begins to talk to the people a while back, everywhere in the world. She begins to whisper in you. She begins to make this whispering within your own self, and it is your work to discern which of the voices comes from the Great Mother directly. It's actually a vibration. It is you, the one that it is translated into a language. And she's giving you exactly what you need in this moment. And people begin to realize that the world of the creation, the world of the form, it comes deeply from that inner world, the ways of the feminine. That world that for such a long time it was considered very chaotic, and now is beginning to make sense for many people. It is a world of emotions. It is a world of the virtual reality. It is a world where present, past, and future does not exist in that linear way. You begin to comprehend that time is really consciousness. And in that world, it is truly where everything is being created. We have been talking about this in previous episodes, and you can check it out, the archives that we have. But I want to be more specific about that virtual reality, that world of the feminine. It is called the ways of the feminine for such a long time in our tradition because it's an inner world. It is another reality where you're living into it. And in that reality, it has to do with your own identity of where are you for real? Do you let behind yourself in experiences from the past? Well, it is time to bring yourself back into this moment, a moment that it is only happening inside of you, for time is very relative to the observer. When people begin to comprehend this very beautiful world and begin to listen what the Great Mother is really showing, she's really leading the way to the new era. It is taking you from a world that everything was about the world of the form, the masculine way, and bring it inside of you, understanding that through that inside of you, it is where the magic resides. When you change your way of living, when you change that way of thinking within yourself, what you think about you, everything is going to be changed in your reality. This is how the hologram is being created. It's accordingly of what you think about yourself. It is very much defining the experiences that you're going to have. When you don't learn the lesson of one experience, you're going to be repeating that experience until you get the lesson. In that world where it is such a beautiful inner world, it is so many beautiful possibilities taking place. It is you, the one who launch one of the possibilities that you want to live in that one. But that doesn't mean that the rest of the possibilities are not taking place. Because there is many use. There are many ways of choosing a reality. And that integration, it is taking place because of the Great Mother is also bringing this knowledge and this revelation to you for your consideration. So women, for a long time, they are always being very connected in that way, so the feminine, because they never lose their own nature. You know, they have their moon times, they have their cycles, they have this incredible connection, they give birth. They have this incredible connection in that inner world where they have all this power. You see, for such a long time, people has been talking about the sixth sense of the feminine, that she just knows. And that part of the feminine has always been there, always in contact with their own nature, always in contact with the one that created you in one way or the other. Even when you turn into a mother, what it makes you a mother, it is the Great Mother. Then you awake all these incredible powers in your connection with your baby. You know how to heal. You know what is going on. You know when the baby's hungry or when the baby needs you. You can just feel it and just knowing. That knowing is coming from that place within your own self. So the women, now that they are listening, you know, that feminine ways that they are listening into the Great Mother's ways and the Great Mother's teachings are very much deciding as we speak to bring that knowledge forward, very much to put it on what they know and begin to live in that truth. A truth that it is being bombarded by the old paradigm too. You know, the old ways of that patriarchal system that it speak about, that it is not rational. The truth is that the mind, it is always in one way connected to the heart. And the heart, it is always connected to the mind. So in our last sweat, the mother was talking about making heaven on earth and earth on heaven. Means it is the time for that manifestation, for that beautiful manifestation of who you are, and bring it into that consciousness and enlighten your consciousness and change your way of living. And that change, it is a big transition. You see, the patriarchal system wanted to be sure that everybody was separated. And suddenly the people are beginning to comprehend that whatever it is happening in the other side of the world, it is also happening to you. Means that through that completely empathy that it is that divine human being, it is able to realize that whatever it is happening to the other person, it is also happening to you in one way or the other. The experiences, the interchanging of experiences and the connection through the experiences, it is happening through the core of the being, the essence of all the life forms, which is represented too by the Great Mother, for she is the essence. She is the source. You are the sorcerer too. That transition of thinking that God, it's male and it is outside of you, judging you, into a new understanding of the Great Mother is truly deep inside of you. It is not outside of you, and it is actually in the whole creation, means in every person around you, in every animal, in every plant, in every tree, and all the creation. It is bonded by that essence. You are beginning to recognize that world of oneness. You are also beginning to comprehend that there is only one knowledge that it has been in this planet, and it has been translated into many religions and traditions. But in the very, very beginning, it was always connected to the source of every religion or tradition. It comes from that understanding that there is only one. So yes, we are in transition times, but as people begin to live in this truth, begin to understand this new era, are bringing this into manifestation. And this is what the Divine Feminine and the Divine Masculine is about. You know, the Great Mother is also talking to the masculine deep inside of themselves. The programming from the masculine has been very different than the programming from the feminine. The masculine was told for such a long time that their decisions needed to be rational, and the disconnection from their heart, it was very, very powerful because the heart was considered weak. Even they thought for a long time that the women was the weak gender. Can you believe it? How stupid it is. Everything comes from the feminine in this planet. Everything is being born from the feminine. Even your experiences, even your realization of the self, this is where it's coming from. So that divine masculine is beginning to awake, because men are beginning to touch their hearts and begin to listen what their heart needs to do. It has been a while that in many traditions like Sweat Lodge and many other ceremonies, the spirit, the great spirit, the feminine, is talking about the return of that divine feminine. And for the masculine, it has been a big situation because they have never been in contact truly from that heart and listen what the women is to say and listen what they are in their wisdom and how they are leading the way. So finally, that divine masculine who is representing the new manifestation, it is coming into being in this year. Who is him? He have show up in many of our sweats and visions, and he is very, very amazing, beautiful. He is not afraid of love. He is not afraid of the feminine. He hold on into his power so he doesn't need the power of the feminine, because he has his own feminine working. And as his own masculine, it is willing to bring into manifestation that beautiful divine feminine that resides within themselves. Actually, that's the Holy Spirit. In many religions and traditions, it has been a big teaching about the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit, it is everywhere in the human being, as man and as woman. That it is the feminine. That it is the voice of the Great Mother. So when the masculine suddenly is beginning to understand his heart and the wisdom of the heart and being very brave and listen to their heart and decided to love anyway and to love with that entrega, with total surrender to the spirit and live in that truth it has been a big movement. The programming of perpetuating a way of living that it was completely dysfunctional is beginning to cease to exist, is beginning to crumble. The system is beginning to crumble, that way of living of separation. You know, every ceremony, it was always interconnected in one way or the other with the heart. There is no ceremony without the heart. So it is not in the technique. It is in that understanding of who you are. It is in that understanding of love. And where are you in that love? As we have been speaking in this radio talk, you have always been love. It's not like you need to go in the outside and trying to look for love, because you have always been love. So it is that revelation that it is taking place too in the masculine way. For him, it has been such a big, big programming about a God that it is also separated. And they felt like they were not good enough, and there were so much guilt in the relationship that they have with their own heart, with the women, that through that awareness, they can do the changes. They can do and remove that thick layer of separation, that thick layer of distortions and abuses that they have also received for such a long time, and begin to make that transmutation that we know so much as women. So they can make that transmutations by himself and begin to work very deeply inside of himself and recognize that it is the time of the heart. That powerful divine masculine, it is you also as a woman. Your way of living as a woman, it is there in one way or the other. You know, that beautiful manifestation, that put it on what you know as a woman, and being that brave and saying, okay, this needs to stop. Enough is enough of the abuses and distortions from the system, but also to realize that, okay, what is next in that evolution? Can we forgive because of our own liberation? And ask for that forgiveness too. You know, a broken heart is going to bring a broken reality, as you know. So finally, begin to be peace, in peace within yourself, your mind and heart working together, not anymore a big gap as a woman. No more sabotage. And beginning to also to comprehend your purpose in life, why you're here. Remembering what happened before you came into this realm. Remembering that beautiful understanding of the things that you needed to do and bring those ones into manifestation. So when you embody that divine masculine as a woman, you're holding on into your truth. You begin to realize that God is inside of you, and it is male and female happening at the same time, means heart and mind working together finally. And being that brave that you are able to understand the laws of the Father, not the laws of the system that it has been always limiting you. And awakening this very beautiful power that you have, all your senses, you have much more than that of what they wanted to limit you for such a long time. You're uncovering all these lies that they make you leaving that truth because they wanted to perpetrate that enslavement. And suddenly you are beginning to realize your own freedom. Yes, you are giving birth to the new era. You are bringing this incredible knowledge into the manifestation, and with that, everything is changing around you. The divine masculine finally is beginning to recognize the power of the feminine and know that the women are very far away from this idea that she was the weak gender. Beginning to recognize the power of the feminine and not wanting to take it just because they feel that they are not connected with their own heart, or thinking that the power resides in that outside. Respect it and honor and recognize it as that divinity. And through that understanding, see all like sacred, because it is sacred. Live life in a sacred manner. That is what it means. It means bring the inside the same of the outside, and the outside the same of the inside. I truly recommend you to think about you. What do you think about you? Can you change it? Can you change that identity that you have within you? Because in that way, you're going to change your whole reality. Can you be brave and bring this new understanding into your way of living? Because that is your own enlightenment. Can you be recognizing and remembering why you're here? You see, for such a long time, you see yourself as divine seed. Well, that seed has been growing and being nurtured by you and the Great Mother, in your alignment with the Great Mother. And it is the time to bloom. And it's going to bloom through love and through the passion that you are, that spirited being that recognizes herself and himself as that divine spark that comes directly from God. Let me know, where are you and how are you? Send me an email. We're going to be traveling this month to Alabama and then Florida, bringing the seminars and the voice of the Great Mother. Maybe we can join together. Happy New Year, happy new beginning, and it starts in this moment, the moment that you bring the presence of your own presence. Remember that you have all the assistance that you need. Make your questions, for all the questions are going to be answered. I am you. I am Magdala, and thank you for your work. Tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate.
If you enjoyed listening to us, then please support our work. Support us by donating $1 or more at paypal.me/sacredwoman. You can also support us by liking our page, Ancient Wisdom of the Feminine, on Facebook, and sharing the links for each podcast that you like with your friends and family. You can also join the discussion group that is created for this channel on Facebook. It's a public group. Anyone can join. It's a great place to post questions and start discussions with people who are also part of this radio. If you have any comments or questions you'd like to send to us, please send them at sacredwoman144@gmail.com. To look at books and upcoming seminars from Magdala Ramirez, please go to www.magdalas.com, and it's spelled MAGDALAS. We thank you so much for all your support. and we hope to see you next week.